Welcome, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of OC Spotlight, where we take a look at the most interesting people and the most amazing organizations making a difference right here in our community. With your host, Public Affairs Director Claudia Shambo. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, Paul. Welcome, everybody, to OC Spotlight. This is the February 2nd, 2018 edition. My guest today is Susan Parks, President and CEO of Orange County United Way, leading this 93-year-old health and human services organization with its focus on education, income, health, and housing for children, families, and individuals. A former Orange County United Way board member and founder of the Women's Philanthropy Fund, Susan Parks was appointed president and CEO just last June. Prior to joining United Way, she was co-founder and CEO of iCount Wellness at Walk Styles, Inc., and she also held executive roles in several Fortune 500 1000 companies, including Kinko's, Gateway, Inc., U.S. West, and Zellerbach Paper. In addition to the aforementioned United Way's Women's Philanthropy Fund, her philanthropic involvement includes the Executive Leadership Council of UCI Diabetes Center, the Vice Chair of the United Way Worldwide Health Campaign, past Chair and Co-Chair of Women's Wellness Day for the Susan Samueli Center for the Integrative Medicine at UCI, former board member, president of Susan G. Komen, Orange County affiliate, former board member of Girl Scouts at Orange County, and the Paul Mirage School Business. Among her accolades, she's received the Pioneering Award from the National Association of Women in Business. She completed her Bachelor's of Science in Industrial Administration from Iowa State University and completed postgraduate courses at San Francisco State University. She joins me in studio today. Welcome to OC Spotlight, Susan Parks.
Claudia, glad to be here. Thank you.
It's lovely to have you right in here with your entourage, everybody. It's a great deal's been said since our earliest rounds of planning's interview. We'll dive into some of those assumptions that might be tested in a bit. But first, I'd like to start with the general organizational structure. Orange County United Way is not a chapter, but a separate nonprofit. You have parameters, yet how autonomous is United Way Orange County?
Well, great question, Claudia, and thank you for asking. We are a separate 501c3. We are totally focused about Orange County. So we fight for the health, income, education, and housing of every person in Orange County. As part of being part of the United Way Worldwide, it's an amazing network of other locations around the globe. So we can partner with them and help our corporate clients realize their social responsibility needs around the globe. As far as our relationship with the worldwide, we share best practices, we share training and learnings, and as anything a good network could do, we don't pay any, we pay like a small fee just for the use of the brand. That's it. So there's none of the monies that we raised here are going to any corporate entity. We are managed by a local group of community volunteers as our board.
So you're maintaining a sort of an Orange County flavor. So how might you be different from adjacent Los Angeles, Riverside, San Diego affiliates?
Well, it's a great question. So we are our board led, volunteer led in terms of how we invest our money that we raise in the community. And so all United Ways, and you know, I'd say here is that we look at what is most needed here. And one of the things that we did a few years ago, and I was very active in the board on this, is that we got together, we brought together business leaders, philanthropists, county government. We brought everybody in the room to say, what are the most pressing issues going on in Orange County? And that's how we came up with our FACE 2024 strategic plan, and very, very thoughtfully, like a business would, to say, if we want to make this the best place for the next generation, how do we actualize those goals? And that's what we're all about doing.
Well, it's a very thorough plan. It does mimic a rather large firm in that respect. So in this, would you call that a community-wide action plan? Is that a part of the section of that? So it covers housing, employment, education, and health. And one of the pressing missions in which United Way Orange County is involved is securing homeless families. I mean, that's like your paramedic kind of element, correct?
Yeah, right now, obviously, it is a huge issue, a topic here in Orange County. And much like we do for all of these pillars, these four pillars that we have, is we started off with the goal. And a few years ago when we got together, our homelessness goal was really wrapped around the 28,000 homeless or housing insecure children in Orange County. Let me repeat that number, 28,000.
Yeah, that's the children.
In children. And again, the school systems keep track of them. There's a name for the term they use, the McKinney-Vento children, in terms of how that they're reporting in themselves and their families. And again, these could be children living in motels. They could be doubled up in apartments or whatever, but they don't really have a permanent home, a permanent address. And so we started looking at that and said, really, for us to really make a difference in that, we need to dig deeper, because as we started looking at what's going on, we need to know, we need to do some backbone work. So we helped get 211, the hotline where people can connect to different services around the county. We got that help established. And then we looked and say, there really isn't a cost study. There really isn't a research that we can refer to about what this issue is costing Orange County and what are the best ways to solve it from a research back. We love to have data. We love to make sure we're helping make good decisions for the county. So we commissioned with some other great organizations. We got together and commissioned UCI to do the definitive cost study on homelessness. So we did some backbone work, and we're now engaging business leaders and philanthropists and faith-based leaders. We're talking to the county, the cities, the associations of apartment owners, hospitals, cities, and bringing everybody together to say, let's all come together and really solve this once and for all.
Well, let's give you a chance to break it down a little bit, what some of those housing offerings could be that are in this study, starting with the bridge housing. And that may be what is partly dealing with this emergency need. The bridge housing is getting people out of their cars, out of sort of institutional use for like ersatz kind of home, like library facilities for different things. But can you break it down and talk about each one of those elements, starting with the bridge housing?
Really, what I'd love to say is that what we've been doing in our research,
yes,
right at this moment, is we've been learning best practices that are going on around the country. So again, we're taking this, I think, a very thoughtful, strategic approach to say we really want to help the county with solutions and how we can best come together and support, you know, all of their efforts. So we've been looking at cities around the or communities around the country, and we've been focused on some best practices. One we learned of is in Orlando, Florida. And in doing that, what we did is we, as a consultant, we brought in the person who led that effort there to help advise us and coach us in terms of some of the things that worked in their market, as well as look at other cities. So,
well, you know what? That's an interesting point you make. Orlando and Orange County are they're both Orange counties for one, but
they are.
But they both have a very large complex that is under Disney's control, like a sub-economy. So that has to be the most comparable kind of test you can use to apply with what's happening here.
You know, I think there are some similarities in terms of businesses, but it also is interesting how they come together as a community. I might not get this exactly right, but we're 34 cities. They are 27 cities. And so they really have a lot of different voices, and they had almost the same amount of issues. So the cost study I referenced that we commissioned with UCI in the last point of time count. So that's an official count, how HUD measures things around the country. So it might not be the most perfect number, but it's a great number because it's measured the same way every time it's done, right? So you can
right.
think of it as a baseline. And in Orlando, when they did theirs, they had about 4,000 street homeless. We had 4,800. Their population for their community is around 3 million. Ours is around 3 million. So there's a lot of different similarities that made that market really interesting for us to
okay.
learn more about. Now, again, there are best practices going on around the country, but that particular market cut their street homelessness in half in 3 years. That was pretty energizing to us to learn that.
The law school at UCI had on a remarkable forum about 2 weeks ago, and they showcased Utah. They're net now. Every penny they put into housing is bringing all the other expenses down so that there's less healthcare costs, I don't know, less crime costs and all those things. So I don't know if that's necessarily a comparable population, but there's something to be said for that economic balancing of costs and benefits. Creating a net.
Yeah, Claudia, that's a great point. In the cost study that we did, we learned that, and again, this was done at the end of last year. So again, things might change, but again, this was UCI top researchers, that the cost right now, probably conservatively, of what it's costing us for the homelessness issue in Orange County is approximately $300 million a year. And you pointed out emergency costs for healthcare, if people are using the emergency rooms, et cetera, as their physicians. It's the cost of the medical systems and everything going on in terms of taking care of them, the sheriff's departments, all of the different services that are provided. And if we actually house those folks instead, we'd save $42 million as a community. So there are some great learnings, and that all kind of came together in the cost study on like six different things that we, five different points in terms of if we actualize these, we could really make a big difference. And to your point, there's an economic benefit besides it's the right thing to do.
Moral,
these are people.
The moral.
Right. These are people. And nobody starts off life planning to be homeless, right? Nobody starts off life thinking they're going to live on the street. So it's kind of two-pronged. We need to do it. It's the right thing to do morally, but it's the right thing to do economically too.
For those of you who've just joined us, you're listening to OC Spotlight, and I'm your host, Claudia Shambaugh. My guest is Susan Parks, President and CEO of Orange County United Way. We're talking right now about their homeless cost study in Orange County, doing some remarkable things. So I guess you've seeded some rationale for this. Now there's always a political foot that has to drop, and so everybody has to have their share of this kind of housing. So that's, I don't know if there is, if the County Board of Supervisors are, their interest has been tweaked by what your findings are?
Yeah, I would say they've been very supportive. We are early on in our efforts in terms of the role that we can play, but we're encouraged with everything we're hearing from them, from the cities, from businesses, government, that if we all come together, we can make a big difference in terms of this. And I think everybody is on that page that together we can make a difference.
We can talk about that. Maybe the collaboration. Are there? Let's give a shout out to some not the researchers now, but some of the existing other organizations that are your allies in advancing these kinds of goals.
Well, I would say that right now we've been talking to certainly the community foundation, very supportive. The ACCOC, with all the cities come together, the hospital association, we've talked to the business council, many, many different organizations that have said, you know, we're supportive of your effort and want to learn more about what we can do together.
What are some other priorities that you're wanting to advance and you want to take time here to talk about?
Well, we have some major other issues going on in the community. Again, they're all interrelated, right? So we always kind of take an example, and there's this young woman named Madison, and Madison was having trouble at school because her mom, a disabled vet, couldn't get her payments in time, and so they ended up losing their place to live. And so how is Madison going to be able to focus on studies, right? Eat healthy, do all the things that you need to do to take good care of yourself. And you know, through supportive schools, through our programs that go on at her high school, she was able to get a teacher that was supportive of her getting through school and getting graduated. And now she's at University of California, Long State. And the last we heard, doing great.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a really cool thing, but they're all interrelated. So how can you expect? So let me take them apart. We have a very cool thing happening right now, a healthy school initiative. And we're going to be talking about it in more detail at our scorecard, all these goals that we have, these community-wide goals. We're not bashful. We tell the good, the bad. We tell what's going on in the community, and we've got that done on March 28th in terms of that we'll be doing that scorecard, and we're going to focus specifically on our healthy school initiative, where we have learned that there are designated healthy schools around the country. There are some counties around us, but we don't have one designated healthy school here in Orange County.
Really?
And so there's a certain things that the schools have to do. The students have to form their own wellness committee. There has to be the student involvement in terms of engagement to get that official designation. So we're stepping up our efforts in terms of healthy youth by getting this kicked off. And we're very excited about that. And we'll be sharing more to the community in late March.
March 24th. We'll
March
watch
28th.
For that.
March 28th. That's going to come on. And so we've got that. We've got a cutting the high school dropout rate in half. And that's still, even though there's great progress being made and supervisors, the Board of Education are doing a great job in terms of that area. But if we look at it, there's still 3,000 students that don't graduate here in Orange County every year. So we did a very cool new program last year called Youth Career Connections. And what it does is that we put together this whole collaborative that allows students, in most of the cases, these are students that would be the first to graduate from high school, go on to college in their families, and help them in terms of through career fairs and tutoring and counseling and mock interviews. They actually, as high school students, got to go work at some of the amazing companies that are our partners out in the community. Graduate, they got stipends, so they didn't have to go work in maybe a job that was just to pay the summer, help their parents out over the summer. They got funds so that they could actually do something that would educate them about a career and a job. And we're seeing most of those go on to college. So it's like amazing, amazing work that we're doing here. And we couldn't do it without all of the amazing supporters that we have. So companies and their employees and the philanthropists that support our work, because everything that we do is supported by the community. So well, for that, I thank them.
Right around the corner tomorrow, there's this massive annual physics demonstration for like a half of a day at UCI. So we'll make sure that that's on your calendar.
Yeah.
In memorial to a physics professor used to do amazing kinds of demonstrations, and his graduate students say they don't remember any of their notes they took, but they remember those demonstrations. So I have a few other organizations for coalescing that might be of interest. So what kind of volunteers are you interested? What kind of gaps do you need filling at United Way?
One program, this is going on right now, but I'll do a shout out for those that are volunteering right now. And you talked about tomorrow, this amazing thing going on at UCI
right.
and physics. One of the things that we have is we lead the earned income tax programs for the county. And we have a taco and taxes event that's going on tomorrow in Santa Ana. And what we do in that particular case, we rally volunteers like crazy, and we train people who want to help people dial their taxes and do them right and do them on time. And so they can get that money that's coming back to them in the if they're earning under $60,000 a year, whatever that threshold is.
Okay.
And so last year, for example, Claudia, we helped 18,000 families. And this is all supported through this amazing volunteer effort. And we helped them get $16 million back in taxes
wow.
that they could start using in their community, help their families and shop, do whatever they need to do to support our county. So that is a huge volunteer effort that we've got going on. And somebody could just come to our website. There's a volunteer section. They can click on it, see what needs are going, and there's always something. But that's an amazing one that's happening now.
Okay, great, great. So are you by any chance recruiting any new board members? Just a little shout out that way.
Oh, well, we do have some.
Some openings? What kind?
We have always are talking to different people or joining our board. And I'm excited that we've added a few folks this year, and we'll continue to look at how we continue to build our board. But besides the board, if people want to get involved with the United Way, and again, I don't know how to say this, but I call today's United Way. It's not like what you might think your grandfather's United Way from years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bit my tongue the whole time. Now
yeah, I know. And there's another way to say that. But today's United Way, we run our own programs. We are very, very measurable goals. We are reporting back the results. We're addressing what needs to get done. And so our community can be the best that it can possibly be. So it's not just passing through funds and all that. We do make sure everything we do is vetted and done well. But if people want to get involved, there's lots of different committees that we have in terms of how we invest money. There's committees on all different aspects of our business. So just let us know you're interested.
And I'd like to know, as we were introducing you, there was so much corporate experience you have, but I mean, let's hear from you. What is it like, your experience now that you've been involved in philanthropic capacities, as well as now in managing, running the whole show here, the whole chapter here in Orange County? So how would you sort of compare the kind of the feel you have for your work you're doing and the missions?
I love being part of this organization. I loved it as a volunteer, probably love it even more now in my role, because I look at it from the head and the heart, right? I was a corporate person for a long, long time. And so, and most of the companies that I have been with, and certainly my own company that founded, put a lot of your heart in it, right? But
right.
your focus in terms of all of the metrics and numbers and everything that you need to do to run the business the best way. And I think that business experience really helps what we're doing at the United Way. We're really looking at solving problems, and that business discipline, that project management, all of those skills that go into solving issues in a company or taking us to the next level, those can be applied. But I love it, Claudia, because it just appeals to my heart. We're helping people every day, like Madison. I I mentioned earlier, and every day there's somebody else that we know on a personal basis. So it is the best combination, and I invite people to come learn about today's United Way.
Sometimes I like to think of having like a round table with the Madisons, those amazing sort of outcomes with different nonprofits, and let them just sit back and tell us how, you know, how it worked, and really personalize the whole, I guess I'll say, journey.
I love that.
So let's talk about what events are around the corners. There's coming up in May is something special.
Something very special, Claudia. So as you had said earlier, I had the privilege, 17 some years ago, I helped found the Women's Philanthropy Fund here in Orange County. And it was nine of us saying, like, we can gather women together and do some amazing things as volunteers. And one of the things that we started 15 years ago was a breakfast where we shared our work. So it's a breakfast that's put on by the Women's Philanthropy Fund, but it's for everyone in the community. And that event is May 8th this year. And our keynote speaker is Magic Johnson.
Wow.
So I'm very excited about that. And that's one you could go to our site and you can learn all about that particular event. But I also mentioned the scorecard. So for the people who really want to know what's working in the community, what the goals are, want to learn more about the Healthy School Initiative, that's March 28th. And again, they can go to the our website to learn more. And it's March 29th. I'm so sorry. I was saying that. So March 29th. But again, if you'll go to our website, and our website is UnitedWayOC.org.
And now a taco and taxes. Is there a specific date we can also find out from you coming up?
That particular, there was one last weekend. There's one tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And,
okay.
Right. And it will, but again, go to the UnitedWayOC.org and people can see what's coming up. And again, next year, if somebody's really interested in volunteer, there's so many different ways to volunteer for that. But in the meantime, there's all sorts of opportunities that go on throughout the year.
So I didn't ask about the breakdown of funding, but with a dash round here now, how does your funding break down? And so how much of the employee campaign is a portion of the overall budget? That's the part from the old days I remember of the United Way, was the payroll deduction for the organization. But where is the money coming from?
Well, we still do a lot of work with companies. But again, I would say that what we do is we partner with companies and help them. We help them in terms of their social responsibility platform. So employees are getting involved and we're educating them about the needs in the community. They're doing their community. They're doing their corporate contributions, their employee deductions, but they volunteer. They do events. So all sorts of different things. But, you know, we have about 70% of it. Our monies come from workplace and they come from a lot of different areas. And then we have the community filling in the rest. So we're very excited in terms of everything that we do. We get some grant money. We are, though, a organization that really thrives on donations and the support of the community. But we also understand it's important for people to know about the work we do. We don't just expect that we need to earn it. And so that's where we invite people to learn more about us, because you will love us if you know us.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, that's all the time we have. It's been so good having you down here, Sue Parks.
Claudia, it has been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for your time. My guest was Sue Parks, President and CEO of Orange County United Way. Once again, let me thank Paul Roberts for engineering today's live show. Next week, we've got on tap Scott Kitcher, CEO of Sustain OC, to roll out the leading edge enterprises and showcases for them in all the engineering that's dealing with the energy and water consumption, all that. Thanks for listening, everyone. Talk to you next week.
Once again, you've been listening to another episode of OC Spotlight, the only show that takes a look at all the amazing people and organizations making a difference here in our community. Right here at Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio.net.